Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, what do you guys think about Kim Ye's potential split?
I think that divorce rate, I actually know it, in the pandemic in 2020, ooh, the divorce rate was 100%.
So check this out, here's the app. I've always wanted this bag. All the vibes right here.
No. You have this bag. Oh my God, you have the bag?
What about you wrapping it up?
We don't like to go that route.
Why not?
Just less fun.
Let's go to our condom expert, Friendship March.
I would agree, not fun.
Yeah, that's done. You're done. Cops is coming.
Good. Karma came back for that ass.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, your experts on man purses, dildo decor, and Kim Ye split rumor. Is
it's
it Kim Ye or Kim Ye?
I can't no figure out. Him,
no one calls him Ye.
It's Kim Ye.
Listen, it's been a rough morning for us, or afternoon. I always get it confused. It looks like Kimmy, so I get
Kim
confused.
Ye.
All right.
Yeah,
no brush. Kim Ye, right?
It's all good.
It's Kim Ye. But why don't they just
use
a YAY?
I think, you know, the days of that nickname might be over,
exactly.
Honey.
Right. No pressure, guys, but the world is depending on us to sort out all this Kim and Kanye drama. We're told they are effectively living separate lives, and the D word has been discussed, as in divorce. But a source, love a source, but a source adds they are in therapy working on things. What? I don't even know what I just read. What do you guys think about Kim Ye's potential split?
I mean, listen, we know half of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah.
So I think the statistics are actually higher now. You know, that was an old statistic. I think they're saying now it's even more than 50%. So, you know, if we're looking at it like statistically, not that surprised.
It makes sense.
If you're looking at his tweets,
right,
not surprised either.
Yeah, he's been kind of, they've both been kind of letting it out of the bag a little bit. I think that divorce rate, I actually know it, in the pandemic in 2020, ooh, the divorce rate was 100%. Everybody who was together is no longer together.
Yeah, it was a lot. I know personally a lot of marriages that I never thought would ended last year. So the pandemic has been rough on relationships in general. Either people were getting married and having babies or getting divorced. It was like no in between. It was very drastic.
Yeah. Morgan had both.
Yes.
Okay.
I just hope Kim and Kanye work it out.
Do you?
No, I like Kim.
You're not invested at all.
I'd like to be with Kim, actually. I love Kim.
That's my only question is, you know, okay, let's put their relationship on the shelf. We don't know what's going on because we know that Kim and Kanye have not commented on the situation. So we don't know for sure what's going on.
Mm-mm.
So let's say we put that on the shelf and just not discuss that. But let's talk about if they did break up. Who is going to be with them after all of this drama? Like, is Kanye going to get like an Instagram model? Like, how are you gonna get people to compare to your exes when your exes are so well known?
I don't think Kanye is gonna move on with another person. I think he's gonna get like really creative. I think he's gonna have a pod in Wyoming, and like you're not gonna see him side by side with a girl.
A
I don't think
girl.
He's gonna claim
he
anyone.
Move on with somebody else.
He'll do it, but I don't think it's gonna be in front of our faces
public.
For a long time. He's just gonna want.
I disagree.
Yeah, it's not gonna be public, and I think Kim will eventually move on with someone else.
Would you date someone that famous?
Like, in theory, you tell yourself you would, but it's a lot of drama that comes with somebody that famous.
I love it.
But, of course you would.
I'll take
same.
I'll take either of
any day.
Just...
Any day. Yeah. Sign me up. All right. If you ever end up inside Miley Cyrus's home, you may want to watch where you sit. The singer told SiriusXM's Barstool Radio she likes to decorate her house with sex toys, saying, I buy them for myself, but I end up using them for interior design. Sex and interior design actually go hand in hand. No. I've been interior designing for months, and there's not one dildo in this house that is on display.
You were on display. You didn't say it wasn't in the house.
Or, her closet is
no, top. No, I mean any
of them on display, girl.
No. Are you kidding? I don't ever want to see a shape like that go near me again, because I know what does happen when that happens, and it gets round. It's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
I think this makes sense for Miley. I think any other celebrity, we go, that's interesting.
Right.
How weird. Here I go, I expected that.
Yeah, I just feel like Miley loves attention. Everything has to be a gotcha. Everything has to be, isn't this outrageous? Everything has to be like, oh my gosh, she's so different. Like, it's boring to me at this point. Like,
how
I decorate my house? I just put dildos on the counter. Like, girl, bye.
Yeah.
Like, I just asked you for a sandwich. Like, I didn't ask you, like, nobody, I don't want to look at these while I'm trying to eat, you know, some salami.
You're just in her kitchen and you just hear,
ugh. Yeah, like, can I just, right? Can we have a normal day?
No salami.
Is an extra?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God. DJ Khaled got some serious swag. His wife gifted him a $26,000 color-changing Louis Vuitton bag, and he was very excited to share it on Instagram.
So check this out. Here's the app. I've always wanted this bag. My beautiful queen got me this as a gift. And check this out. Watch. You hit that, and it changes colors. You know what I'm saying? All the vibes right here.
I mean, it is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. 26 grand is doing too much. Because you can get a regular brand new duffel for like $5,000. So
I'm gonna show
you guys to know.
Do you have this bag?
I did. I do have.
Oh my God. You have the bag?
I wanted you guys to see for yourself.
Is this working? Oh, there it goes. Oh, I mean, it is kind of cool. The fact that Morgan has it, we really got to talk to corporate about this.
I feel like we're manifesting now.
We got to talk about these contracts.
Whatever we bring up, Morgan's going to have. Bitch. So I hope the next story is about like a bunch of hot single friends.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone couldn't wait for 2020 to be over. It seemed like Kristen Cavallari thought it was great. She just celebrated her 34th birthday and posted this on Instagram. 2020 was a crazy year, but I can honestly say it was one of the best years of my life. Of course, everyone's up in arms about this because she separated from her husband, Jay Cutler, and they think this is shade. I don't think this is shade at all. I think she's coming into her own and she's happier not being in that relationship than she was being in that relationship.
I think this is one of those situations where the average person all wants to comment on like how someone lives because they're a celebrity and there are different rules for how you can react after a breakup and how you can't. If you were talking to like your girlfriend after a breakup and they were like, how's your 2020? You'd want your girlfriend who just went through a breakup to be like, best year of my life. I literally got rid of the thing that was upsetting me. It was a relationship I did not want to be in. Of course it's going to be one of the best years of your life.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's also COVID
totally.
And he's a celebrity and she's doing it publicly, it just, you don't need to do it publicly.
I just think close friends on Instagram exist for a reason.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff you can put on there that people you trust can see and you know nobody else is going to see it.
It is a hard year to navigate. It really is because sometimes everyone's going through different things and you want to be able to kind of celebrate your wins, but you know.
And there's ways you can do
tricky.
It, but guess what? Your wins are going to be your wins whether they're public or not.
Jude Law has a new ponytail. Serious question though. Is this a pony? Listen, is this a ponytail or a pony fail?
Okay, new segment.
I don't think it doesn't look bad with that coat because it kind of rests on the collar. Now, if he had a t-shirt on, what are you laughing at?
When you have to justify a ponytail by what it's resting on,
you know,
it feels like maybe
fuller,
it's not
like when you have a hoodie on or when you have something like it. Look, the ponytail looks a little fuller. You know what I mean? Like it's a trick.
A hoodie. I'm like, where are we going with? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On a is also great though.
God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I like Jude Law. I think he's sexy. He has that sort of, like, you know, hairline that works for him.
He's swaggy, though. I'm going to say he's handsome.
He looks good. He looks like he's ready for
Stodd. People who can, he does it.
It's short enough, too, that it looks like it's just messy right now. You know, like, it's almost like...
I kind of like a man bun. I like it.
By the way,
you too.
This is going to be me when I take my hair extensions out. Okay. After this, okay, we have to take a break. But coming up, to condom or not to condom? That is Hunter's daily question.
You never.
It is. 90 Day Fiance has our overshare of the week.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. We couldn't be more excited because the 90 Day Fiancé universe has another show on 90 Day Bears All. Farmer Brandon says he and fiancé Julia don't want kids right away, but loves the sex, as he shared with his parents once again.
What about you wrapping it up?
That's probably a good option. But we don't like to go that route.
Why not?
It's just less fun.
Let me tell you something. Having a baby when you're not ready, that is really not fun.
Yeah,
less fun.
You are right.
Yes.
You are right. That is true. But, I mean, Julie and I both agree. It's less fun,
What's less fun about it?
Less feeling.
Maybe you should try a different brand?
I mean, I've tried different ones. You can claim to be extra thin all you want. It's definitely not what they claim, but, yeah.
Thoughts? Let's go to our condom expert, Hunter March. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Nina. I would agree. Not fun. I'm actually surprised at how safe I am compared to, like, every guy that I talk to. Way less safe than I am.
Right.
I use condoms all the time. Even when I'm not having sex,
I'm not surprised by that. I feel like you're definitely a condom user.
You're kind of a germaphobe.
Like, you don't want to get any.
Hunter does not. Hunter
yeah, you don't want to get anything.
No babies. Like, I feel
nothing.
Like that takes precedent with you over anything, where most people kind of be like, you are very, you're not having no babies.
No, I got a great life.
And I think before babies, it's disease. He doesn't want any sort of, he doesn't want anything turning green.
That.
He wants things
to be. What do you think a baby is?
It's just a disease. No, it's germ.
Stop it.
Babies are the worst STD.
I thought that for a long time.
It's his wife, right? This is guy's wife. I just don't know why it's everybody's business if he's having sex. I don't know any married couples that use condoms. I think that would be weird.
But usually they're on birth control if they don't want a kid.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Why is she not on birth control?
Because they're on 90 Day Fiance. This is
it's some weird
It's just weird
Okay, not sure what everyone's stance is on public PDA, but do dogs count? Tori Spelling let her pooch lick her face while she was out in L.A., not surprising. All right, what is our take on kissing pits?
I mean,
kissing pits.
Gross. Enough with them. I'm sorry.
I have to say, she's so nice and likable in person. It's just the idea of her and talking about her and doing these kinds of things that I'm like, oh my
Morgan's
God,
like,
Tori, Nina,
she's nice, but I hate everything about her.
But no, she's so lovely in person, but I just don't know how she got wrapped
it's
up in
so
the Dean world.
When
I liked
together
her
and doing this stuff.
Yeah.
With the dog. I am not a big. You guys know I love dogs. I just am not. I don't think pets should be licking on your face. They lick each other's butts. They lick everything nasty. So to have them lick your face to me is a no-no.
Yeah.
But I know people like that.
If you're not letting people kiss you after they lick a butt, then you're really limiting your kissable options. I feel like everybody's doing that. It's 2021.
And talk about a dumbass, right? A homeowner caught someone appearing to steal a package from their porch. And let's just say the getaway was epic.
Yeah, it's done. You're done.
Sorry.
You're done. Cops is coming. Cops is coming.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Get on the car now.
Good.
That was awesome.
Karma came back for that ass.
That was amazing.
Wow, that was great.
That was pretty good.
Real quick.
That's what you hope. Like, if you have a Porsche Pirate, you hope they get caught like that. It never happens. They usually get away with it.
Yeah.
So to see somebody get caught, that was for all of us that have had something stolen from their Porsche.
Have you had something stolen?
No.
Yeah.
But I get mad like it's mine when I see it happen to other people.
For sure. Me too.
Me too.
Morgan, you've had stuff stolen
all the time.
I've had sushi stolen. I've had a lot of food stolen.
You also had a bunch of our show's gear stolen.
How did they steal the food?
Which is why our budget has gone down, because you lost a bunch of license.
They stole the plants.
Yeah, why would
and
you
all
lose?
Of
what
that.
Kind of,
and then they sent
what
me
kind
a
of like
plant.
Designer Porsche Pirate is stealing plants?
I grew up in a very bad neighborhood on the weekends, never had anything stolen. Morgan moves into Malibu for 3 months and has everything stolen from her. I've always said it. White people are only rich because they steal from everybody else.
Yeah.
We speak in facts today, huh?
Probably true. Okay, we have to take another break. But up next, an out-of-control dog and a trashy neighbor caught in the act.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. It is our favorite time where we get to expose all those neighbors out there. So who is ready for a brand
there
new
goes
There
neighbor.
Goes the Neighbor? Okay. This woman was fed up with someone dumping their trash in the stairwell, so she decided to catch them with her Ring camera.
Why would they do that? This is so ridiculous. I would be livid.
She's on the second floor, and she decided to walk up one as opposed to down two.
Girl, if you don't take your lazy ass and put your trash in a trash can, that is so dirty and nasty.
Disgusting. That's also like that ties back to some sort of psychological disorder. Like there's some issues there. Deep down.
People are so selfish. Like I just don't want it in my place. But ultimately, it could affect the whole building. You leave trash out like that, especially with so many different people, you're definitely gonna get mice.
Oh, it could attract bears.
Also,
what?
Depending on where they are, you could end up getting killed.
Or you could just be.
I don't even know.
Anyway, listen, just throw your trash away so Hunter doesn't have to be so insane.
Insanity.
That's all we want to say. Just do it. It's not far. It's not far. Okay. What do you do when your upstairs neighbor has a dog that will not stop barking? Duh, you post it on TikTok.
It's been going for like 3 hours.
Oh, no. You know, in this situation, I think you got to go to the management. You got to just go to your management and maybe take a video of the sound and the stomping, take it to the apartment manager and let them deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, you know, for me, I'm not going to knock on the door, because if you say something crazy, now I'm feuding with my neighbor. You know what I mean? And I know that my mouth is reckless. So it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So I think you let the people who get paid to handle it for you. You know, but it's unfortunate. I know you're dealing with the situation right now.
I called the management.
Oh, good
and then,
for you.
Twice. And then they talked to him. And then I also got this number that you can call at night, and then they come deal with it. But I haven't had to call yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it's over.
Next, a lesson in lawn mowing etiquette. Don't leave your grass clippings all over your neighbor's yard. If you do, they might grab a leaf blower and get revenge.
Who mows at night? First of all, what psycho mows their lawn at night?
Yeah, what a psycho.
Hunter's doing that. He doesn't have a lawn
right
now.
When I have my lawn, I don't mow my lawn at all. I pay someone to mow my lawn.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would not mow it at night. That's insane.
I just really don't play that with neighbors. Like, I feel like, respect my property, I'm gonna respect yours. We gotta live next to each other. I'm gonna be helpful. If you need anything, let me know. But like this, I really have a problem with. So I'm not mad at them for blowing you. I know, mm-hmm. It seems petty, but if you let one little thing slide with the neighbor, they'll try to take advantage. Some people are just.
Yeah, when I moved into my house, I had been so used to living in an apartment where you have, like, definitely people just don't talk to each other, don't like each other, right. Most of the time. Especially, yeah. Like, I think it's a very American thing. Like, we don't talk to our neighbors that much.
Oh, but I talk to my neighbors all the time.
Yeah, when I moved into my house, I realized, oh, it's an apartment thing. It's like apartment people, you just don't hang
That's
out.
That's true.
With. When you move into a house, though, I became best friends with my lovely neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
She's a beautiful older woman.
You gotta know them so that they look out for you. And, you know, you have people who say, I saw somebody at the front door. Like, you gotta be buddy-buddy with your neighbor.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Should I be worried that my neighbor hasn't come say,
well,
I haven't spoken to
you've got quite the acre separating you from you and yours, so I think you're all right, girl.
I think they should say
well, you have a gate.
Now,
you
right?
have a
yeah,
gate
you're
to
pretty...
stop cars, people from coming in even to the front door, so it's a little different.
Yeah, but they could leave a pie outside.
Do you ever,
I am
doing
on TV.
Do you ever walk around your neighborhood? Like, what? How often do you just walk up and down the street?
Oh, no, we do. We take dinner on walks all the time. We go up and we're out. No one wants to talk to us.
That's because that's the type of America I'm talking about. Everybody's got their money. They don't need anybody.
Well, they rich, child. You know, rich people don't like to speak. It's different.
I feel separated. I don't like it. Can't wait to be back.
Yeah, I miss you. I want to hang out.
Yeah. Got a bit of a thing attached to me. Okay, this woman's new neighbor started an all-out parking war. The neighbor claims they aren't given enough space to get out, but this is always drama. But the footage speaks for itself.
My new neighbor's car is a Q7 on the right, and she thinks that we do not give her enough space. And yeah, so she came to our door at 2 a.m., told us to scooch, but that's our parking.
They are close to the line. But it seems like a tight space. First of all, I don't think either one of y'all are supposed to be. It looks like a compact space.
Yeah, everyone's taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah, not good.
What can you do?
Once you get into a tense parking situation with somebody, this is when people really lose their...
Yeah, that's true.
This is when people knock on your door and say, get your car out of the way.
Yeah, like,
you
can't... It's hard to resolve this problem because y'all gonna have to move. Somebody gotta move. Because if the next person moves in, you don't have the same issue with them. This parking situation sucks.
Yeah, you got to do your best. You got to do your best. You got to just be as tightly involved in your own space.
Park on the street?
Possible.
I don't know what to tell you.
We are out of time. Thanks for joining our Nightly Pop episode. Be a good neighbor and always DVR Nightly Pop. We'll see you tomorrow night with a brand new episode. Bye!